as always on Wednesdays, try to get a little bit more informative, a little bit healthier, try to debunk a few myths. Paul Plakas, once again, joins us from Custom Fit. Go to CustomFit.ca if you want to improve your health and your physique. Do it there. A longtime veteran trainer. Paul joins us again. Paul, how you doing, man?
Good, Jason. What's up?
Well, I want to talk about some, first of all, we're going to get into things maybe we haven't discussed on before, but the energy balance equation. Can you tell our listeners what it is, how important it is?
Yeah, that's really sort of the standard protocol most fitness experts would use when trying to develop a weight loss strategy for people. And the general premise is that the amount of calories that you take in should be less than the amount of calories that your body expends. So if you do that on a regular basis, you should start using fat on your body as a fuel source. And it takes about 3,500 calories in a negative balance to make up 1 pound of fat. So depending on how fast you burn 3,500 calories, then it would take you maybe a week to 2 weeks for the average person.
Burning 3,500 calories. Okay, so now I know that burning this stuff off comes in all different forms. I've heard about the thermic effect of food. How does that work?
Yeah, there's really three main things that make up how many calories your body burns in a day. And the first one, the smallest amount, is the thermic effect of food. And that really is when your body eats food, it takes energy to process and digest that food. So for your body to chew it, for your small intestines to absorb the nutrients, for your large intestines to eliminate it, it takes energy. So if you eat more protein, that tends to have a higher thermic effect than, for say, carbohydrates and fat. So the research shows if you eat 100 calories worth of protein, so like a 100 calorie piece of meat, you're going to burn 10 calories of those, or 10% of those calories, just digesting and eliminating that meat. Whereas if you have 100 calories of bread, it might be closer to 5%. So you get a more thermic effect from food if it's protein than you do if it's carbs or fat.
Okay.
Now, yeah, so I would say, yeah, eat a little bit more protein is probably a good idea if you want to get the benefit of that.
Now, what about the non-exercise, I think it's activity thermogenesis, is that correct?
Right. So we call that, the acronym is NEAT. So basically, the next category is really how much energy do you expend in a day through movement? So the one category is exercise. So say you go to the gym for an hour, or you say you go biking for an hour. There's a certain amount of calories you would burn depending on how hard you went relative to your fitness level. The non-exercise activity thermogenesis, that's the calories you burn when you're not exercising. So that's your everyday life movement. So if you sit on the couch watching TV all day long, your NEAT calories are going to be very, very low. But if you are, like, for example, very active, say you love gardening, you like walking the dog, you're playing with your kids all the time, you're doing housework, your NEAT calories are quite a bit higher. So the amount of movement you do in a day plus your exercise has a big impact on how many calories you burn a day. And it probably makes up between 20 to 40% of the calories you burn a day in a day, depending on how active you are. So you want to have a more movable lifestyle. That's the key.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. And the best way to burn calories is the BMR. I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's the BMR. What's it stand for?
Basal metabolic rate. So it's not really the best way. It's just really the most amount of calories your body burns in a day is really what your basal metabolic rate is. It's like how many calories do you burn just being the weight that you're at metabolically? Because, you know, just sitting around at a weight, you need to burn calories just to exist, for your brain to function, for you to take in air and expel carbon dioxide, for blood to flow, for digestion to occur, eyes blinking, all that kind of stuff. So that's your basal metabolic rate, and you are burning calories every second of the day. Some people have a higher basal metabolic rate, some people have a lower basal metabolic rate. Mostly it has to do with really your genetics. Like, some people just have a higher metabolism than other people, but it also has to do with your age. As you get older, your metabolism slows down. It's about 2% every decade. Your size, too, the bigger you are and you're trying to maintain a higher weight, bigger people have a higher metabolism than lighter people do. Muscle tissue, that gives you a little bit more metabolic boost than does fat tissue as well. And sex, your men tend to burn more calories than females do just because they're bigger.
Okay. Now, so if you're a bigger person, you're obese, then your metabolism's higher? Because I always thought people say I have a slow metabolism.
Yeah, well, they could if they're thyroid, they have thyroid issues. But generally, it is the bigger the person is, the higher their metabolic rate is.
Okay.
Because you're maintaining a bigger mass, and it's harder to move that mass around. But yeah, and that's the thing is, as you lose weight, you've got to start factoring in your smaller weight in your basal metabolic rate. So if you lost 50 pounds, your metabolism has slowed down. That means if you want to keep losing weight, you've got to eat less food. So that's a mistake a lot of people do is they lost 50 pounds, they plateau. That means they can't keep eating the same amount of food. They've got to actually reduce their food or expend more energy if they want to keep dropping down because it's harder and harder to maintain a lower and lower weight.
Paul, we talked a lot there about the energy out part of the equation. What about the energy in eating part?
Well, the key there, really, it's the only thing you need to think about when it comes to food. All those diets out there, all the things that they say, the only thing you need to be aware of is high nutrient density foods. So as long as you're eating foods that have incredible nutrition and are lower in calories, you're good. So that's really the key, is how much nutrients are you getting for your calorie? So if you're doing well with that, you've got no problems. So it doesn't matter if it's from a lean piece of meat or if it's from, you know, vegetables or fruit. As long as you're getting nutrition for your calories, you're not going to have a problem because those foods fill you up, they give you the energy you need, and they give you great cellular health.
Paul Plakas joins us. Paul, a few quick text messages. One of the studies says eating too much protein, especially for meat, decreases your lifespan. Have you read that? Is that true?
Yeah, I've read that lots of times. How true that is, I don't know. But generally, I think a lot of people in the field believe that people that tend to eat more of a plant-based diet tend to have longer longevity than people that eat excessive meat products. I have read that. And again, how true that is, I don't have any personal experience with that.
Okay. Paul, as always, I like the energy in, energy out factor. It's always entertaining. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.